Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. So today we're going to be looking at the second part of the halachas of tzitzis. This is in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tes, and we're looking now not at the making and the creation of tzitzis, but rather the wearing of tzitzis. Where the Torah says, "Vayulachem tzitzis," the tzitzis shall be to you. You should wear them. This is going to be the what we're dealing with today. We're going to deal with three concepts today. Concept number one is wearing the talis. Number two is broken strings in the garment, and number three is discarding old tzitzis. So let's start jump straight in. So the concept of wearing the talis. The Torah tells us, "Vayah lachem letzitzis, the tzitzis shall be to you." And you'll remember by wearing them all the commandments of Hashem, and you won't go astray after your hearts and after your eyes. A few basic questions. Number one is, what should one do before putting on the tzitzis, that wears the talis or the talis katan? So the answer is, one should make sure that they are in fact kosher. Very frequently, there are problems, certainly in shul talisim or talises that one's borrowing, or if one just doesn't check. So one needs to unravel make sure they're not tied up and make sure nothing is broken. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the acronym of the word tzitzis is tzadik yivdoi tzitzios of tamid. A righteous person will always constantly check their tzitzis. What if this would make me so late that I would miss Amida with the community? So the answer is don't be late. But the second answer is if one's going to miss doing Tulebet Tzibur, then one can, if one knows that yesterday they were fine, then one can rely on the fact that today they still are fine and not miss the Amida as well. What is the bracha on the tzitzis? So for married men or German or for married men or German or Sephardic Jews who wear a talis gadol, the larger talis, then when one puts on the smaller talis in the morning, one does not say a bracha. Rather, one waits to say the bracha of lisatayf batzitzis, to be wrapped in tzitzis, which is said with the bigger talis, and that covers the small beged. However, for Ashkenazi minors, people who are not of German descent but are of Ashkenazi tradition, who do not wear a talis until they're married, then the bracha is al mitzas tzitzis before putting it on in the morning. What is the intent when during the mitzvah? What should one be thinking? So one thinks back to those words, "Uri simosoy zachartemus kmitzas Hashem." It's supposed to remind us of doing all the mitzvahs of Hashem, and loisa suru, that you should not be taken astray. There's going to be multiple things which will confront our hearts, our minds, our eyes throughout the course of the day. One is trying to have the tzitzis as a reminder, which is why it's important to see them. So some people just tuck them all in. They should be sticking out. Sometimes they get caught on things, so one can tuck them into the belt a little bit, but they should be seen. The strings should be visible, because that's the point of them, is to see them. Now, when I actually put them on, is there something special to say? So yes, the Kitzur points out that some people have the minhag to say the last few psukim in Tehillim Lamed Vav 36, where it describes Mayakor Chastecha Elokim Ubnei Adam Betzel Konafecha Yechasoyun Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We rest in your shade. And that obviously is the metaphor for the tzitzis. Hashem, we are protected by you, and it's very beautiful to see those four psukim which are usually said. Now, when can one not say the bracha on tzitzis? One does not say a bracha on tzitzis if one puts them on at night, because the Torah tells us, "Uri isim," so you'll see them. It's at a time that you see, which is during the daytime. When is the earliest I can say the bracha? So the Mishnah Brachos tells us it's from a time which is called mi shiyakir, when you can recognize. What kind of recognition? So the way that we paskin is between noticing the difference between white and blue, which are the two colors of the tzitzis, from that moment after dawn, which means to say if there's no lights and you're able to distinguish between those two colors, that is usually a period that falls somewhere in the middle of between dawn and sunrise. Roughly, usually it's around 36 minutes. It's about the middle of that period of time. Some have it earlier, later. There's a few different opinions. But nonetheless, that's the earliest time that one can put them on. What happens if one's davening early and it's the mornings are dark, and one puts it on before that time? And then when it comes to that time, one should be able to then move it at that point in time and then say the bracha, because that's the only time when one is actually obligated to wear the tzitzis. What is if I took off my talis? Do I need to say a new bracha when putting it back on? So if a person goes to the bathroom and they take off their talis out of respect and put it outside the bathroom and comes and put it back on, they do not need to say a bracha. However, when a person has a hesach hadas, a break, so then in that case, one would need a new bracha. So for instance, let's say a person is called up to take a kibbut at a bris, but they already took off their talis and they were not expecting that honor, they would need a new bracha. If a man is finished davening musaf on Yom Kippur, goes home, for an hour and comes back and wants to put on its talis for mincha, wants to say a new bracha in that situation. What happens if the talis fell off? So it depends how far it fell off. It was sliding off one quarter on one shoulder, no new bracha. If it completely fell off and one's just holding it with one's hand, that requires a new bracha. What happens if that happens in the middle of the Shemona Esrei or the Shema and I can't say the bracha? So in that case, you don't put it on and you wait until you can say the bracha. And then you will say the bracha and put it on. What if I forgot my talis and I ran into shul and I see my friend's talis in his cubby? Can I take my friend's talis without asking him? The answer is yes, because our assumption is that our friends want us to fulfill mitzvahs with their objects, obviously if they're not going to lose out, which means to say that one needs to therefore not remove it from the premises because the person would be makbid on that. And if one found it folded, one needs to fold it. And of course, there has to be a time that one's friend is not going to be using it during that time. Just recently, I had somebody who mentioned that somebody came to shul, took their talis from their kabi, used the entire davening that they were supposed to be using it, and then put it back after davening. That's not all right. That doesn't work in that case, because the assumption works that you need to own the talis that you are saying the bracha on. And that only works that your friend is going to acquire it to you on condition to return if your friend really actually wants you to. But if you're taking it at the same time, that doesn't work anymore, so you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. Now, what about a shul talis? So in this case, generally speaking, although many poskim can say, one would say it with a bracha because one has if one is paying membership to the institution one is going to, then one has a chelek in it. However, many poskim suggest not, and the custom generally speaking is not to, let's say a non-married young man is given an aliyah to the Torah when somebody gives him the shul talis, or to do mincha, that situation a person would not say a bracha, generally speaking. Finally, looking at our next concept is broken strings of the garment. So, how many strings must be cut off for it to be a problem? So, there's two ways it can be a problem. If one of the doubled over strings, which creates two strings essentially, is snapped, And not having kedei aniva on both ends, we'll define that in a second, that's a problem. Another possibility is three of the double over strings have a snap which is shorter than a kedei aniva on one of their sides, so it's essentially three of the eight would be a problem as well. So those are the two ways it can be made invalid. What is kedei aniva? What is that shi'ur? So it means to say, in order to be able to wrap, if let's say it snaps, and the remaining sticking out string from the end of the knots has enough to wrap around the remaining strings or string, that's kedei aniva. How much is that? The Chai Adam says 3.2 inches. Mishnah Berurah is more machmir to say only one for 1.6 inches as well. Now, what does this mean practically? So, let's say a person put together tzitzis and they notice that one got caught in the door, one got caught in the chair, and now one is snapped. So one of the hanging tzitzis is snapped. If it's one of the strings and it is below 1.6 inches, then no problem because that's only one string. We can assume the other end of that string sticking on the other side is still has enough. But if two strings snapped and it's on the same side and you are makbid when making tzitzis to keep the four of the one side grouped to the other four, so you know for sure that if the two snapped strings, which are less than 1.6 inches now, are not the same string because you kept them separate from the other side, then no problem. But if one string on either side snapped and they're both less than 1.6, now you have a problem because it could very possibly be that that is, in fact, the same string. And similarly, if you have three strings on one side and you kept them separate, now that becomes a situation of 3 of 8, which is a problem as well. What about if the string snapped by the hole? Let's say I look at where the hole is, where it's tied and there's a snap there. That's a problem. That's something which is really an issue and one cannot fix. What if it was like this when I was making the tzitzis? So I was making the tzitzis and it was too short. That's a problem. This is talking about when it snapped after having made it bakashras. That's when this is we have these dispensations. What if the string unraveled a little bit? So let's say, you know, like the string is made up of twisted strands. And those twisted strands are starting to fray at the end. So that's unraveled, it's considered cut, and therefore has the same halachas of being cut in the situation, which is why you'll notice a lot of the new tzitzis in Talasim either have a little bit of glue or they're fused at the end to avoid that situation. What happens if the talis rips in half? So I have two strings and a half a garment, two strings and a half a garment. Can I sew it back together? Well, technically speaking, yes, but if there was not if there was not a shear, if there was not enough for a talis on either of the sides, when I sew it back together, it's what's called tas evelom and also we have made a new garment with tzitzis on it just by sewing it together. It needs to be made when it's in a state of kashrus and the right shear, and that would be a problem, which is not so common because usually talisim are very big. And finally, last section that we can deal with, the last concept is dealing with pasul tzitzis. Tzitzis is considered what's called a tashmish mitzvah, an item which is used for a mitzvah. It does not have the name of Hashem on it. However, because it was used for a mitzvah, even when it's retired, one treats it with respect, although it does not need gniz, it does not need to be put in shemus. So first question, can I replace the strings of a talis or even if they are not pasul? I just want to put nice ones on. The answer is yes, you certainly may and should. How do I remove the old tzitzis? Optimally, a person should untie them, not just cut them. One cannot use a metal instrument to cut tzitzis. but if one, let's say, bites them or uses a non-metal instrument to cut them, that would be sufficient. What do I do with the old tzitzis? So they do not have Hashem's name, so they do not need to go into Shemos or Geniza, but throwing them away in a disgraceful manner is inappropriate. And therefore, the custom has been for some is, Yesh Medaktikim, says the Kitzur, some have the custom, Legonzam Basefer V'lasois Mehem Simonam Basefer. Some people use them as bookmarks, where because Mishum Dis Avid Buhu Mitzvah Chadazim No Lis Avid Buhu Mitzvah Yachachrisa. Since they did one mitzvah, let's do another mitzvah with it as well. What should one do with an old beged, the old actual garment which hosted the tzitzis? In that case, it should be disposed of respectfully, put into a bag, and not just thrown in the garbage. And finally, last question, what if I came to shul on Shabbos and found my talis was posel and there are no other talisim? So if it would be embarrassing for a married man to be sitting in shul without their talis on, then one can keep it in that situation, and one is not violated not wearing tzitzis because there's no alternative and there's no way to fix it on Shabbos. However, this is not the case during the weekday. It would be during the weekday, one is not allowed to wear it even for a moment because one is wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. One would have to fix it before doing this or find an alternative. One cannot wear it as well. With this, we concluded most of the practical aspects of tzitzis, and we're concluding Siman Tes at the same time. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.